this?
This is TLV1.
TLV1 Radio.
Great, great mixture.
I like Tel Aviv.
This is TLV1.
This is
Tel Aviv is a beautiful city.
Great city, great radio.
TLV1.
This is TLV1.
You are listening to Call Cambridge.
This is Radio TLV1 and you are listening to the sounds of Call Cambridge right about now. I am DJ Antiphasis here as always, and we're here to give you the best in Israeli and Jewish music for the next hour, but with a very special twist. Of course, for the past few weeks we've been going through the Call Cambridge time machine, travelling through time, checking out the best in Israeli Jewish music per decade. But we got a little bit of a break this week because, of course, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's the Jewish New Year. Very exciting. Wishing everyone a happy new year. Some of you may be listening live, some of you may be listening after the festival. Don't worry, we're not in the studio at the moment. We're not live. It's a pre-record. We wouldn't want to be working on this very, very holy day. But of course, we want to make sure that everyone is appreciating the importance of this festival, the beginning of like really a time of introspection, of repentance, of hoping for a better new year ahead. And thinking about all the things that we've done right and wrong over the past 12 months to improve ourselves as we move forward. I just want to take this opportunity to say to all the listeners that, you know, if I've done anything to offend you over the past 12 months, or even longer, if I've done anything to offend you, I'm truly sorry. Never my intent to offend or to upset, and ask for your forgiveness. And yeah, it's all part of the vibe of Rosh Hashanah, as well as all the eating and the apple and the honey, you know, eating the fish head and all that stuff. All the good food. It's also a very important, very useful time, I think. You know, even if you're, you know, not religious, you can still, it's nice, I think, to take an opportunity at least once a year to kind of think about where you've been, where you're coming from, you know, what kind of experiences you've gone through the past year, what have you learned, and to think forward, how can you improve? What are you going to try and achieve in the next year, in the next 12 months? So I wish all our listeners well on this period of introspection. I wish myself well. I've got plenty to be thinking about. And yeah, let's go into some good Israeli and Jewish music, all on the theme of Rosh Hashanah. I'll be explaining a little bit about some of the song selections as we go through. But first, this first song is very easy to understand where the connection is to Rosh Hashanah. It's called Be Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, on the Jewish New Year. It's by none other than Ivri Lida.
Thank you.
מתנגנת מנגינה משונה בראש השנה בראש השנה זה רק לדבר שהכל השתנה לדבר לספר לנסות לגשר לוותר לשקר להרוויח יותר ויותר מתמיד מתחשק לי לראות כמה נעים זה היה שולחת לי חיוך שואלת איך אני היא מזיזה את הגוף עושה את מה שהיא יודעת והיא נוגעת בנשמה אני עושה אני לא יודע אם כדאי פתאום כאילו משהו משתלט עליי רוצה אליה ושואל עצמי אולי אולי אני פעם מה אני עושה אני לא יודע אם כדאי פתאום
צריך קצת חום, תני לו משהו לאכול, עשי לו רוח והרבה צלצולים. אל תהי כל כך צודקת, אם את חכמה דברי בשקט עם הרבה חיוכים. מי לא לחשוב שהוא מלך, שהוא בחור סוף הדרך, מי לא הוכי מה שבא לך, רק אל תראי לו שנשבר לך. מי לא לחשוב שהוא
Radio TLV1, and you are listening to Cole Cambridge, the world's number one in Israeli and Jewish music, here with our Rosh Hashanah special celebrating the Jewish New Year, and hopefully a fantastic new year it will be. Opening up with Berosh Hashanah by Ivri Lieder, the great Ivri Lieder. Following that, two songs with the word Melech in the title, K'mo Melech, Like a King by Moshe Peretz, and Simply Melech by Margalit Sanani, Margol. So what's that? What's the deal with these Melech-related songs? Well, on Rosh Hashanah, and indeed during the 10 days kind of from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, there's this idea of celebrating the kingly nature of God. God is king, sitting in judgment of all the people of Israel. And indeed some of the blessings are changed in the regular liturgy, to instead of being the holy God, for example, to the holy king, and various other references to God's kingliness. Inserted. So I thought I would take some songs to do with kingship and play them in the show in recognition of the fact that at the moment we are recognizing God's kingliness. Anyway, just to remind you, by the way, you can get in touch if you want to get any requests in for upcoming shows or any shout outs, dedications. You can email us requests@colecambridge.com. You can tweet us at Cole Cambridge. You can Facebook us at facebook.com/ColeCambridge, and you can write to us via the contact form on the website at www.colecambridge.com. By the way, if you've missed out on previous Cole Cambridge episodes and you want to check out what you've missed, just go to www.tlv1.fm/Cole Cambridge. All the previous shows are there for your listening pleasure. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast, get it all the time in your iTunes or whatever kind of podcast listening software you use. We're always here for you on Cole Cambridge, happy for you to listen to us at your convenience. Anyway, it's time to go on with the show, as always. And as well as being a time where we recognise God's kingliness, another word, another name for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance. This idea that, there's many different theories about why it's called that. One is it's kind of God remembering us. Another one is us remembering everything we've done over the past year. I think it's mostly to do with even reminding God of the good things we've done and good intentions. There's often the connection between Yom HaZikaron and Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding of the shofar. The idea being that sounding the shofar helps with that remembrance. So I found a few songs to do with remembering, and that way we can celebrate the alternative name of Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom Zikaron HaTorah. And the first song is by Avraham Tal, formerly of Shotei HaNevuah, Adam Tove Zichronot.
Shiva. לבנות כמו נמלים בחודשי הקיץ.
של הילדות, איך שגדלנו, איך שהבטנו לעתיד ורק חלמנו, ולא הסרנו מבטנו מלפנים, רצינו רק להיות גאים ולא ידענו. כל אותן הסכנות רודפות אותנו, לכל מה שאמרו הורינו רק השבנו והאמנו שנגשים כל מה ששאפנו. ולפעמים כשישנים אני חולם דמותך לפעמים יש משברים, אבל ידך תמיד תומכת. אני זוכר אותך בלב שלי שומר, הגעגוע לא עובר, תחזור מהר. וזה שומר כל זיכרון שממכר, אתה לי את הדברים שלי אמרת, גם שרציתי לוותר לי לא נתת, והתאמחת ודאגת לי. עכשיו כל כך קשה לי כשאתה לא לצידי. היום אני רק רציתי שתדע שמה שחלמתי הגשמתי בזכותך, ולא אשכח אותך. את היד ימיני, אולי רחוק מהעין אבל קרוב לליבי. ולפעמים כשצוחקים קולך נשמע צוחק ברקע, אז אתה אותי מקדים בדלת נאמן לפתע. אני זוכר אותך בלב שלי שומר, הגעגוע לא עובר, תחזור מהר. וזה שומר כל זיכרון שממכר,
מגוונים הם בכל מיני צבעים. יש בי רצונות, אני רוצה הרבה, וכמה שרוצה יותר לא שבע לעולם. יש בי זיכרונות, אני זוכר הרבה, חלקם טובים ובחלק טעמם. יש בי גם פחדים, אני פוחד לא קצת, והם לוקעים בי, נוגעים בכל דבר. ורק חלום אחד חשוב, חלום שתהיי בו ורצון אחד רוצה שתהיי פה כל הזמן פחד אחד קיים בי שתצאי לי מחיי וזיכרון אחד מושלם זה את ואני זיכרון אחד מושלם זה את ואני יש בי הבטחות הבטחתי די הרבה חלקן קיימתי וחלקן לקח הזמן יש לי חברים, אני חבר הרבה אך כשיכבה האור אולי יעלמו כולם יש לאן לגדול, אני גדל הרבה וכמה שיותר גדל הסביב נהיה קטן יש בי חלונות דרכם בורח די הרבה וכמה שרחוק אלך תמיד אחזור לך כי רק חלום אחד חשוב חלום שתהיי בו ורצון אחד רוצה שתהיי פה כל הזמן פחד אחד קיים בי שתצאי לי בחיי וזיכרון אחד מושלם זה את ואני חלום אחד חשוב חלום שתהיי בו ורצון אחד רוצה שתהיי בו כל הזמן פחד אחד קיים בי שתצאי לי בחיי וזיכרון אחד מושלם זה את ואני רק זיכרון אחד מושלם זה את ואני אוי זיכרון אחד מושלם זה את ואני ואני יש בי חלומות אני חולם הרבה
This is Radio TLV1. You are listening to the sounds of Cole Cambridge, the world's number one in Israeli and Jewish music, with me, DJ Antiphasis. And we're here for our Rosh Hashanah special, the Jewish New Year special show dedicated to celebrating all aspects of the Jewish New Year. And as we mentioned before, kind of going into that little section of music there, one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah is remembrance. And we just heard Adam Tzoveh Zichronot by Avraham Tal, then Ani Zocher, I Remember. By Itzik Shamli, and just now Zikaron Echad Mushlam, One Perfect Memory by Moshe Ben Ari, playing songs around that theme of remembrance. And as with a regular show, we're kind of opening up with a contemporary half hour of kind of more recent music before going into a bit of a classic section and then going into more of a kind of Jewish liturgical music as we finish the show. So we're about to go into that classic section right about now. Firstly, just a few birthdays have come in. Happy birthday to all for tomorrow, actually none for today. Happy birthday to Chaim in Jerusalem, to Tomer in Tel Aviv, and to Hadass in Geneva. Wishing you all a very happy birthday and hope you enjoy the celebrations. And hope you're enjoying also the New Year celebrations as well. So buy one, get one free on the celebrations this year. Wonderful. Anyway, we're going to go into some more kind of classic songs now. And this first song is a really, like, you know, very classic kind of song here around perhaps schools and children for Rosh Hashanah. It's called Shana Tova, Happy New Year.
בניר וגם במלט שנה טובה ידיים מול האור הניגר הלבן ענפה לבנה תפרוס מאור כנפיים והשמש יזרח לתוכם עוד תהיה, עוד תהיה שבת עוד תהיה בשנה, בשנה הבאה עוד תהיה
שבקרוב תראה את מלך המשיח טופי, אחלה או בחלה.
This is Radio TLV1. You are listening to the sounds of Cocaine Bridge on our Rosh Hashanah special, the Jewish New Year special. Hearing now the very entertaining, if somewhat not particularly well-mastered, Kartis Le'uman Lo Ole Minion Dollar by Hazamir, the Nachman singer. He's got a whole CD. It's called Kartis Le'uman Lo Ole Minion Dollar. That was the title track. Kind of taking popular Israeli songs and putting lyrics all about Rabbi Nachman and the Nachman kind of traditions, and this kind of offshoot from the Breslov Hasidim, these guys. And of course, many Breslovers and indeed other Hasidim spend Rosh Hashanah in Uman at the tomb of Rabbi Nachman, believing that, you know, it's an important pilgrimage they believe to make, and they believe it will help put them in good stead for the year ahead. So thinking of all the Hasidim over there in the Ukraine having no doubt a good time. But before that, B'Shana Haba, Next Year by Ilan and Ilanit. And talking about next year, of course, very relevant for the new year. And Shana Tova, that classic children's song, Happy New Year. We could go into kind of a bit more traditional songs, taking music out of the traditional liturgy. And hope you enjoy. We're going to leave you with a few tracks now, starting with the Chevre. And a cappella, it's not a cappella, this one, I apologize. But in the Chevre's version of Zochreinu L'chaim, the extra part that's inserted into the Amida prayer in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Faith, man.
This has been Cole Cambridge with the Rosh Hashanah special right here on Radio TLV1, the New Year special. Just hearing Melech Rachaman from the Rosh Hashanah liturgy by Simply Tzfat. And then before that, Zochrenu L'chaim, also from the Rosh Hashanah liturgy by Lechevre. And we're going to leave you with a whole medley of Rosh Hashanah liturgical music in order to mark this wonderful occasion, the Jewish New Year. Wishing all our listeners a Shana Tova Umtulka, a happy and sweet New Year. And we will be back, of course, as always, same time, same place next week. Have a great week.
Oh, Oh, no, ni ba, merchav kol.